listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul is about the visual arts. My co-host for the segment is Executive Director of Culture Source and Chair of the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs, Omari Rush. Good to speak with you again, Omari.
Yes, good to speak with you as well, Lisa.
And our guest is Allison Bach.
Allison is still here to talk about public art, which is something that kind of year-round makes our community lovely and dynamic and more interesting. Allison, thanks so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Let me mention that she's the chair of the Ann Arbor Public Art Commission and marketing director for the Guild of Artists and Artisans in Ann Arbor. I got to get the full title in there.
Allison is super, super arts professional in Washtenaw County, super arts volunteer. We're really excited to have her with us. So Allison is the chair of the City of Ann Arbor Public Art Commission. Could you tell us what the commission is up to and what its kind of purview is?
Sure. Yeah, the commission, you know, as a lot of organizations throughout this pandemic has had to adjust, and we've been doing our meetings virtually like everyone else and just trying to make sure that public art still remains something that is present and enjoying in Ann Arbor. We've been working to reinvigorate the Golden Paintbrush Awards this year and are excited to launch that.
The Golden Paintbrush Award, Allison, sounds very interesting. Is this a new award or is this something that's been happened in the past that you all are bringing back?
It was established in 2009, but back in 2013, it took a little bit of a hiatus. And we looked back at the awards and thought, you know, this is something really important that we should be doing, celebrating the arts and encouraging folks to get involved and really appreciate what we have. And so we decided to revive the award this year, and we'll be giving out up to 4 awards this year.
What do the awards support?
Yeah, so no, it can be lots of different types of art, just as long as it's visible in the public space. So we say the awards will be given for art which demonstrates collaboration and excellence and adds a bit of magic to our daily life. So this year we've even included, if it's a virtual type event as well, those are eligible for the award as well.
So you're seeking nominees at this time?
Yes. We have an online nomination form at a2gov.org/golden. And there you can go to nominate whomever, even yourself, if you've been involved in a visual, music, or other arts project that you think has added magic to our daily life here in Ann Arbor. And the nominations are good through April 30th. So get in there and nominate folks and make them eligible for the award.
It seems like as many things have changed during this pandemic and a lot of things have gone online, public art has been strong in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things that is outside. I think outside things have been more encouraged or more able to do during the pandemic. And it's one of those things that, you know, we all can enjoy together. And we've seen a lot of it popping up downtown and even in spaces that we haven't been able to enjoy it before. There's been some hesitation to do it in intersections and things, but we've seen 2 public art projects go up at the intersection of Main and Liberty this year, both temporary projects, but awesome projects in their own right. And I think that's because the streets have been closed down to do, you know, great things for the restaurant. So exciting new ways of doing public art that haven't been seen before, which is really neat.
Are there spaces in town that you expect more art to go up soon that we should be keeping our eye on? Or if somebody has an art project idea, you know, do you have advice on how they should think about approaching that?
Sure. On our website, on the city website, there is a place where you can put a project idea, and there's a whole form that you fill out where the commission can review the idea and give you some insight and recommendations on people you could talk to, people you could collaborate with, give you ideas on best practices and things like that. There is a project that's going on with one of the water towers in the near future. And each year, one of the big things that we do as a commission is we review all of the capital improvement projects and say, out of those city projects, which ones are ripe for enhancements? And we pick those ones out and make a list and send those off to city council to approve. And those are the ones that we say, hey, why don't you include some public art or design into this project? And there aren't that many going forward this year, but there is a fire station project that might happen and some other things. So we had a group in town at the Pickle Street mural project, and they had some cool, exciting ideas about murals that they wanted to explore with us. And we're looking at some overpasses with them and areas up down around the Argus Cascades and things, and around the new bridge that went in, the one that went underneath the river up there. Lots of exciting potential spaces for public art. And, you know, we're excited to collaborate both with independent folks who want to do public art, as well as, you know, private projects and public projects.
And one huge street mural was just finished at Main and Liberty in Ann Arbor in collaboration with the Full Moon happening this weekend.
Yeah, that was one of the ones that happened at the intersection. It was really neat. You know, Mary Thiefels and her crew of Tree Chow murals put that together. And, you know, just a spectacular example of collaboration. I know that that project included lots of inspiration from local students that went into that that project. So I don't know how it's temporary. I'm sure it has to do with the type of paint that they used or whatever, but you know, it'll be sad to see it go, but right now it's really vibrant and adding a lot of color to downtown, and it's just exciting to see that kind of stuff come up around town.
Yeah, and the temporariness of it is, I don't know, I think making town and our area even more special, because you kind of, in that way, never know what's going to pop up in certain places. I remember, Lisa, you know, I contacted you pretty quickly that one night where I saw another mural go up in the street, and I was like, Lisa, what is happening?
Right. You know? A lot is happening. I thought you were going to say, Omari, it was very David Zinnish, our favorite Ann Arbor chalk artist.
Art and Soul Bingo, David Zinn, if you're playing along.
He relishes the fact that he creates these amazing things and then they get by chalk and they get washed away in the rain. So
yes, I am lucky enough to call David Zinn one of my neighbors, and he frequents our streets. So I get blessed with David Zinn creations all the time.
Now, Allison, I have one just quick follow-up question about the Golden Paintbrush Award. Does the work have to be created by an Ann Arbor resident?
So to nominate someone, you do not have to be an Ann Arbor resident, but the nominee has to be located within the city, and the project must not have been completed more than 36 months prior to our deadline.
It's a very exciting possibility for recognition, and you know, hopefully it dispers even more folks to think creatively about their neighborhood.
Yeah, definitely. And hopefully by celebrating these projects, people will be inspired to either create their own or go explore what's already up around town.
That's Allison Bach, chair of the Ann Arbor Public Art Commission, marketing director for the Guild of Artists and Artisans, and Omari Rush. Always great talking to you as part of Art and Soul here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thanks, Lisa.